This is me. Thanks for walking me home. I really hope it wasn't too much trouble. Yeah, no, I don't mean for this to seem like you're picking up his slack. I just... Who knows? Maybe today was an off day for him. But, again, thank you. I'm sure you won't have to do this again. Yeah? Well, I know who to call just in case. See you later. Someone mentioned you today. How surprising is that? Nothing significant. Just a little quip in passing. That was gone as quick as it came. Not like anything would have come from it. You fucking loser. On your knees. God, look at you. Sitting here wallowing around like a pig. Doing shit all while I'm gone. Could have at least spruced up the place before I got here. Maybe then I'd feel bad about this next part. You know, it's funny that you and I are still so heavily associated with each other. Me being the person I am and you being, well, you. People used to look at us like we were the best of friends, classmates, co-workers, anyone with decent enough eyesight to watch you follow at my heels like a lost dog. So desperate for my attention to even notice I was pitying you. Well, pitying might not be the right term. Tolerating's a lot more like it, maybe. Stomaching you? Stomaching you may be more accurate. I can't say it wasn't enjoyable having a pay pig like you around. So head over heels for his childhood friend, willing to dig a hole in his wallet just for a little bit of attention. Are you happy now? You pathetic fucking shit stain. The light's on you now. And God, could you be any worse off for it? You're so fucking ugly, I can't even think. You're a weak, yellow-bellied piece of dog crap with no backbone, no balls, no worth to you other than being a half-decent foot slave. Don't fucking cry. Not yet. Not until you know just how pitiful you are to even be in this situation. You deserve this, you fucking moron. Look at me. You're a fucking moron. You know that? No brains, no brawn, not even a decent-looking face. You're filth to me. Not even worth it to pity. And look at you. Are you scared? Are you gonna piss your pants? Stink up the whole place even more by acting like a scared little piss baby? Oh, God, you really want me to feel bad for you. Look at you. You're even shaking. You want me to give you a reason to be scared? I haven't even done anything yet, and you're already shivering like a dog. If you want, I can give you a reason for all that. Come on, don't shy away now. It'll be funny, ironic, since you've been vying for my attention all this time. Don't you want to make me laugh? Make me feel anything other than utter revulsion when I look at you? Don't you want to be worth something, even for a moment? God, you're boring. Look at that pathetic look in your eye, like you really want me to feel bad for you. Let me ask you a question. Do you feel bad for your things? Well, when you had things. Did you feel bad for dropping a cup or bumping into a table? Did you worry about their poor little feelings when you use them, like how they're meant to be used? Did you want them any more than the purpose they're meant to serve? Or would you expect them to shut up and do what they're told in order to carry any value to them? You think I don't get upset when a worthless loser like you can't even follow basic fucking instructions? Like shutting up when I tell you to and getting that pathetic fucking look off your face. You're a thing to me. You'll always be. And for both of our sakes, it'd be wise to get that into your thick fucking skull. I own you, and you should feel lucky enough that I even want to do that. Look at me. Tell me I own you. Now. I fucking own you. That's hardly enough. Duck down for me. See this? See the bottom of my foot, slave? This is what you are to me, the lowest of the low, filth under the soles of my feet. And you should be grateful for that. You should be thanking me for giving you even that much. And yet, what do I get instead? Shit fucking all. You're fucking pathetic. You're a pathetic fucking piece of shit. A goddamn loser. You're nothing. Do you hear me? Nothing. You fucking disgust me. You're disgusting. And you deserve this. You deserve every fucking ounce of pain I give you. Don't run from me. Get up. You fucking... Stop fucking crying. Stop it. Do something right once in your useless fucking life. Do you really think I should feel bad for you? Feel bad for a foot slave? You deserve to be dominated and treated like the worthless pile of shit you are. I want you to suffer. I want you to worship the bottom of my feet because that's all you're fucking good for. God, even looking at you is disgusting. Come on, look at me. Stop crying and look at me. Thank me for owning you. Thank me for wasting my precious time on a piece of shit like you. Thank me for giving you even just the bottom of my feet to worship. Go on and say it. Thank me while you suffer, while you grovel at my feet. I want to hear you fucking say it. Oh, God. Are you sobbing? You're a grown man and you're sobbing like a child. You're so fucking pathetic and weak. Crumpled up like a sobbing, useless pile of junk. You're useless. A meaningless, never good enough piece of human garbage. And God, are you so fucking ugly. Do you hear me? You're disgusting. You were out of your mind to ever fucking believe you could have me. I mean, come on. Do you really think so little of me, giving my precious time to a washout like you? You seriously think I'd ever stoop that low? Please, I would never, ever even tolerate a lowlife like you. God, look at you. You're still crying, you fucking crybaby. Wah-wah, you think that's gonna make me stop? Make me pity you? Do you not get it yet? I love watching you suffer. I love watching you cry and beg for mercy, knowing full and well you're never gonna get it. Seeing a grown man like you reduced to tears, to nothing. Ugh, what a pleasure that is. Don't you feel pathetic, crying for me like a little baby? Doesn't that just hurt your pride? I bet you wish I would stop, huh? But you know I'm not going to. No, I'm going to make you suffer until you can't take it anymore. Until I finally find the means to break a useless piece of shit like you. And then when I'm done, I'm gonna throw you out and never think about you ever again. That's how little you mean to me, to everybody. And then you'll really be nothing. No. Come on. I'm sorry. I went too far, didn't I? Shh. Look at me, baby. It's okay. Yeah? Everything will be fine. Just shh. Calm down a little so we can talk. You want to talk? There you go. Yeah, there you go. Good job. Shh. Come on. Yeah. There we are. I overdid it, didn't I? Yeah, it's okay. It's all right now. It's over. Here, let me just... I'll find something to loosen these up with, yeah? I know they must hurt a lot, but I'll make it all better, okay? And maybe after all this, we can be friends again. Would you like that? Yeah, I knew you would. Feel all better now? Yeah, there we go. That's my boy. Shh. Oh, God, you fucking loser. Oh, my God, I can't believe you believed me. Why would you ever believe something like that? Haven't you been listening? I don't give a shit about you. Seriously, how fucking pathetic are you to still think I would want to be your friend after all this? The fact that I was ever with you in the first place is vomit-inducing. You think I would subject myself to something like that again? You're an ugly, pathetic excuse of a man, my foot slave, whose only real reason for living is to worship my feet. Look at me. Look at me, slave. Do you seriously think I could ever care about you? Do you even think you'll make it out of here breathing? You're so fucking pathetic. Come on, slave. Beg to smell my feet. You stupid piece of shit. Beg me. Smell the bottom of my feet like a good little foot slave. I want to see you do it. Fucking useless. Now lick them. Beg to lick the bottom of my soles, you pathetic bitch. I want to hear you beg me. God, you're such a fucking loser. Lick the bottom of my soles. Now, long licks all along the bottom. That's it, you ugly, pathetic maggot. Be my living doormat. Lick like it's the only thing you're good for. Because it is. Because you're a worthless sack of filth. Go on, lick like you fucking love it. God, you're miserable. And you're still crying. You really never learn, do you? Ugh, look. You've gotten my feet all dirty with your pathetic tears. Can you believe how disgusting that is? Lick. You heard me. Lick your filthy tears off my feet. I don't want to see a single drop when you're finished. Ugh, fucking useless. Seriously? Is that seriously the best you can do? You can't be that hopeless. You're still crying. Obviously, you're never gonna fuck. Look at the mess you're still making. Is that really the best you got? Get up. I said get up. Now. If you want to cry so badly, I'll give you something to cry about. On your knees. Look at me. Fucking pathetic. You're fucking pathetic. You are weak and broken, and you have nothing left. I will continue to torture you until I'm done with you. And then I might kill you. I don't know. I haven't decided. Enjoy your life, pathetic foot slave. And remember this humiliation. Tomorrow will be so much worse. If I were you, I'd take this moment of reprieve and feel lucky. There are worse places to be left alone than in the dark, naked and afraid, shivering like a wet dog. I hope you keep suffering. I'm back, you fucking lowlife. Did my dumb little slave miss me? Come on, you know what breakfast is, don't you? I bet you missed my pretty feet in your face. Did you ever think, and I mean in your wildest dreams, did you ever think that your life would ever end up like this? Having no one, wait, no. Having someone that cares so little about you that the second they interact with you, they put the bottom of their feet in your face. It must be so sad to be you. You lonely, lonely, pathetic, worthless runt of a man. You have nobody. You are nobody. And being anything other than a stain under my shoe just doesn't seem to be in the cards for you. What a lousy life that is to live. If I were dumb enough, I'd almost feel bad for you. But I don't. I don't think I ever will. Now, lick my feet. Do it. Taste them. Fucking taste them, you incorrigible loser. Taste them, you puny, weak, worthless little slave. That's all you are. You're garbage to me and to anyone out there with a working brain. Do you hear me? You're worthless. You'll never, ever be good enough, and I fucking mean that. And I won't stop until you know it, too. You're a stupid bitch of a man. A dickless, spineless panty waste that shouldn't even have the gall to call himself a man. God, you... so fucking annoying. All of that crying and blubbering. God, all it fucking does is piss me off. But I can't get enough of it. You stupid waste of space. You're nothing. You're nothing. And you should be ashamed of yourself for even winding up in this position. As a slave. As a broken excuse for a living being. You're not a living being. You're not. You're a foot slave whose only means is to be a living bidet for my feet. Oh, God. Oh, and here comes the daily tears. When will you realize that I don't feel bad for you? I can't. I love making you cry. God, it's really gotta be the best part of my day at this point. Making you suffer and blubber like an overgrown child is... it's my favorite thing to do. So get it through your thick fucking skull. This never ends. I'll never pity you, cry for you, or feel even the slightest bit of regret for treating you like the subhuman piece of dog shit you really are. Feel this moment of anguish and emotional pain and realize that it's the rest of your worthless life. You are being tortured. You are suffering and you are crying. You are hurting because of me. I'm doing this to you. And that's because I want to. Because I can and because I want to. And it'll never, ever not be that way. You know what? I'm gonna try something different with you today. Oatmeal Vanilla Bliss. Got this candle about a month ago just for this occasion. Better to have something to use when you start to stink up the place. And I hear it burns pretty hot, hence the fireproof glass. Stay still. That's right. Scream. Scream, foot slave. I want to hear you scream louder. This pain is because of me, yeah? Because I'm torturing you. Because I think you deserve it. Look into my eyes while I torture you. Does it hurt? Tell me how much it hurts. Beg me to stop. I want to hear you fucking beg. No! No, I won't stop, you pathetic, foot-licking animal. But keep crying. Let's see what I'll do. Keep sobbing and howling for me, and maybe, just maybe, I might make this worth something. But most likely not. So keep crying, bitch boy. You dickless virgin. Worthless fucking shit smear. Scream louder. I don't care if anyone hears. It's not like they'll come and save you. I mean, have they already? No one's looking for you. Nobody cares enough to even wonder where you are, because you're nothing. And no matter how much you cry, or how much I love bullying you, nothing will ever change. This is your life now. You're just a lonely foot slave, destined to be the thing I destroy. I will destroy you until you're dust. Get up. Now lick my armpits, you ugly, unwanted loser. Huh? Seriously? You would even sink this low? You spineless, disgusting piece of shit. You're licking my armpits because I told you, because I have that much power over you, that you would do something so revolting. Come on, lick slave. Keep on licking. Keep on being the disgusting hunk of human filth you are. All you're fucking good for. There, there. There you go. Keep weeping. Weep and sob just like you've always done. Just like when I gave you a wedgie in front of the whole school and you were the laughingstock for years. When I gave you swirlies every single day so you smelt like shit in front of everyone. When I pretended to like you and then would crush your spirit just for fun. Goodbye, you pathetic loser. Enjoy your own painful thoughts while I leave you to sulk in the dark, like the absolute vile, disgusting nothing that you are.